Instead of following the gray road to their deaths, they pressed against the confinement of the nursing home to squeeze bootlegged joy, the best kind, out of their final years. And it was all because of Mrs. Burns, who had followed society's rules for 80 years before deciding it was finally time to live by her own. And society always hates the deviant when it isn't invited to the party. According to local gossip, Mrs. Burns had arrived in the area in the 1920s, filling the typical Minnesota farm wife role, raising 7 kids during the Depression, taking in extra sewing to make ends meet, hardworking and responsible every minute of the day. She hadn't slowed down even after the kids moved out and her husband's dairy farm started turning a profit, working dawn till sundown, canning, mending, cleaning, and helping with chores. Her husband had been a solid man, no great romantic, but a stable Swedish farmer who paid the bills and didn't yell at his wife. Mrs. Burns had completely fulfilled her hausfrau duties right up until her husband's death by heart attack a decade ago. Legend had it, that's when Mrs. Burns underwent the change. Her husband's body was barely cold when she put the farm on the market and moved to town. With a population under 800 in the winter, and more bars than churches, you'd think Battle Lake would have welcomed its newest resident. But her sudden penchant for going braless, combined with her willingness to say whatever was on her mind, didn't go over well with the more conservative members of the community. When Conrad, her oldest son, got word of his sweet mother's out-of-character behavior, and specifically her newspaper-documented fistfight at the Rusty Nail over a man of questionable reputation, Granny goes gonzo, he promptly checked her into the senior sunset on threat of getting her declared mentally incompetent if she didn't comply. On the surface, she'd bowed to his command. Behind the scenes, though, Mrs. Burns got right down to the business of circumventing the rules of the nursing home, sneaking out after hours to do as she pleased. Before long, she was the dawn of a profitable black market operation, fencing cigarettes, airplane-sized bottles of liquor, and Tom Jones posters to those on the inside. After a near mutiny when he tried to crack the whip against these illicit antics, the director of the senior center chose to turn a blind eye to Mrs. Burns' behavior. On her word, there would be no more public brawling.